Now we come to chapter 1, and we have here the coming of Christ is an inspiring hope. And in the first four verses, we have here the introduction. Now will you notice how Paul begins this epistle? Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, under the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is a very marvelous verse here, and it's typical of Paul's other epistles, but there's some differences here, and we need to call attention to them. Now, you notice when Paul writes them, he joins with him Silvanus and Timotheus, Silas and Timothy, because you see they have just returned to Paul from Thessalonica. And Paul joins them in what he's writing to the Thessalonians, letting them know that they are together in this. And again, it's very marvelous, I think, that way Paul joins these men that to us would have been unknown had not Paul the Apostle associated himself with these men. And it's a very noble gesture on Paul's part. He's always identifying himself with the brethren. He did that. He's not aloof, way up high above them. And there's something that we need to be very careful about. Don't put your preacher on a pedestal. Put him right down with you today. We ministers are responsible, I think, for some of that nonsense today. I know when I entered the ministry, I think I've told you this before, but it's so ridiculous. I got a Prince Albert coat. It has a long coat tail. I wore a wing collar, and I wore generally either a white or a black necktie and a very white shirt in front. And I look like, I think, one of these little mules looking over a whitewashed fence, by the way, when I stood up in the pulpit. And I think maybe I felt like that, wearing that garb. And then one day, it just came to me that I'm not to dress differently than my officers, my members of my church. I looked down at them, and I didn't see any of them with a ridiculous garb on, a robe or Prince Albert coat, making yourself different from them, because you're not different from them. And you ought not to be, because preachers, the ones I know, are very much in the way of human beings. And we need to be right down where they are. And I don't think God today is asking me to live any different, my brother, than you are called upon to live. Not a bit. He's asking me in this respect that when I'm teaching the Word of God here, to be very conscious of the fact I'm giving out His Word and that I am actually acting in His behalf today. And He wants me to be very careful about that. But as far as my living is concerned, I'm to live out yonder with my brethren. And I wish we could get that over today. And, of course, we preachers have done a great deal to make a distinction between clergy and laity. That's a false distinction as far as the Word of God is concerned. I don't feel that it's there at all. And I'm very frank to say this, that a paid ministry has been the curse of the church. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't think it can be done otherwise today in a day of specialization. But after all, the heresies of the church have come in through a paid ministry. We have to recognize that. There are two things today that are dangerous. It is a minister that tries to lift himself up, and the other is a layman who tries to be an authority on the Bible and who has not really studied the Bible, but he's gone off on some tangent. It's so easy to go off on a tangent. And may I say to you, that has been the greatest discipline for me, has been to take the total Word of God and teach it. Now, I believe if you'll take the total Word of God and teach it, well, you have to play on every key that's on the organ, and you have to pull out every stop. You just can't ride your hobby. Now, there are a lot of things I love to emphasize when we'll get to them, but I have to emphasize everything if I'm going to take the Word of God. And I wish we had that kind of discipline in the church today, that every church had to go through the Bible. It would keep us from going down the garden path the wrong way many, many times. I love this introduction. This is the first epistle Paul wrote. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus under the church of the Thessalonians. This is the church of the Thessalonians. It's not the church of the Philippians. They're a little different than Thessalonica. And they are going to live a little differently and do their thing just a little bit differently. But the church in Thessalonica is just like the church in Philippi. It's in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, somebody says, but this is something new in God the Father. He hadn't said that before. Well, this is the first time he's written, and he said it once, and that's going to be enough. He won't go over this again. Why? Because the Lord Jesus said, I want the world to know, when he prayed to the Father, that they are in me and I'm in them, just as the Father and I are one and I'm in the Father and the Father in me. So that when you're in Christ, you're in God the Father also. That's a very safe place today. There's not a safety deposit box anywhere that's as safe as that. Now he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that is his formal introduction that he has in all of his epistle. Grace comes first and then the peace of God. And it's from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we come to verse 2. Paul says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Now, you'll find that he used this same expression to the Philippians. It was couched there in a little different verbiage, but it's the same thing. Paul prayed for all of his churches that he had founded. Paul had quite a prayer list, and if you want to make a prayer list, you could do it, and if you did, you'd be surprised how many different churches, individuals, groups of people that Paul prayed for. Now, he gave thanks for this church because of many things, and one of the most important was because they were quite an example. They were more or less of a model church, and he gives thanks to God for them. Paul was great at giving thanks